I saw someone on X, someone that I know, saying in a post that they had decided that for their operation, and they do journalism and articles and video reports and things like that. For their operation, they're declaring no use of AI whatsoever. Not going to use AI for grammar checking or typing up things or taking notes or outlines or special reports or anything like that. And then I saw that same person, I'm not going to mention their name because I'm not here. I'm not trying to shame anybody. But I saw that same person then had also posted, it turns out a couple hours earlier, that they have run out of money and they are needing financial support from their user base in order to continue to operate. And I feel for them because I understand it's very difficult. It's a very difficult competitive content environment right now. But I think that the decision to reject all AI is part of the cause of running out of, you know, financial support. And that's what I want to talk about here today, because I've spoken out very strongly against the AI investment bubble. But at the same time, I use AI every day. I've built AI tools that you use every day, free tools like brightanswers.ai and also brightlearn.ai. And I'm about to announce a new tool. Maybe I'll even give you a little hint here today. But it's also very cool, also free, you know, very useful and boosting knowledge of the public, etc. So I use AI every day. I use AI to build the infographics that you see in my articles on naturalnews.com. And but you'll find that every one of those infographics is painted or illustrated based off of what I'm saying in my podcast. In fact, that's part of the magic, actually, is I take the transcript of what I'm saying right here, and then through a series of very clever translations that I've put together over time, my speech here in this podcast then becomes an infographic. So the infographic reflects my ideas, my speech, my philosophy, which you probably share, and yet I don't have to run Photoshop for 12 hours a day. I don't have to do the illustration. I don't have to pick the colors and the gradients. I don't have to draw the objects on the infographic. I don't have to deal with the fonts. Why should I? Why should I? It's the idea of the infographic that counts. I can delegate the painting or the graphic design to an AI agent that gets that job done and does it very, very well. That's a smart use of AI. If I were to say that I'm never going to use AI, then I would have to spend many hours a day building an infographic and it wouldn't look nearly as good, or I'd have to hire somebody to build an infographic and every infographic would cost me hundreds of dollars easily instead of what it costs now, which is, you know, just a few cents worth of electricity or what have you. So in my view, it's unwise to reject all AI for the sake of just rejecting AI. If you go back in history, the scribes hated the invention of the printing press. And actually, the candlestick makers did not like the invention of translucent windows. There was actually an effort to stop the manufacture of windows. The candlestick makers said that windows are a crime threat. It invites people to break into your homes because they can see inside. Therefore, we should outlaw windows so that people need more candles. Okay? Yeah. And then again, I mentioned the scribes unhappy about the invention of the press. And then later on, the typewriter manufacturers were probably very unhappy about the invention of the personal computer and the word processing on your desk. Oh my God, word processor. I was going to put the typewriters out of business. It's a bad thing. It takes the humanity out of your typing. That's what they would say, you know. You're typing into a machine. It's not real. And when electronic calculators were invented, you know, we were told by our math teachers, those calculators are going to destroy your minds. They were partially right about that, of course. People, nobody knows how to calculate a 15% tip at a restaurant anymore. Probably because of all those electronic calculators. But anyway, at every stage of technology, there was always a voice warning that that technology had to be rejected. And some religions in particular successfully rejected a lot of technology, like, the Amish, let's say, or the Mennonites. They rejected a lot of technology to a point. But, there are like Amish tourist places you can go, and they're happy to ring up your Amish merchandise with their electronic merchant card scanners, aren't they? So, when it's critical to the business model, well, technology's okay. Right? You see what I mean? Nothing against the Amish, by the way. I have great respect for the Amish, and they are very capable people, let me tell you. They, in fact, if the world collapses, the Amish and the Mennonites are all going to be fine. And a lot of Mormons, too, on top of that, come to think of it. But nevertheless, that's a different topic. My point is that at this point in the history of technology, to say that we're not going to use AI at all seems just as crazy as denouncing the typewriter, or denouncing the word processor, or denouncing the personal computer, or denouncing the internet. It's a series of tubes. The internets, interwebs. That's what they call them. Interwebs is a series of tubes. And then at first, when the internet became popular in the late 1990s, we were told by a lot of people, that's going to destroy. It's going to destroy your mind. Maybe they were right. I mean, it did later lead to like eBay and then OnlyFans. And I don't know what other kind of bizarre sites, online gambling, a Polymarket. Yeah, but you don't have to go there. That's the thing. You don't have to go there. Same thing true with AI. You don't have to use AI to replace your brain. You can use AI to augment your ideas. And that's the point of this podcast, is use AI wisely, because if you fail to understand how to use AI, you will be left behind. You will become like the Amish of the modern world, in a sense. And again, nothing against the Amish. It's a choice you can make. But if you don't know how to use AI, you will be left behind. And you see, like I said, I use AI every day. And I've said before that using AI gives you the effectiveness of about plus 20 IQ points. It's amazing if you know how to use it. And that's, you don't want to use AI as a mental crutch. You don't want to use it to replace your thinking. You use AI to conduct research. You use AI to express your ideas in a more eloquent manner. I've even had people tell me that they love the AI avatar videos on brightvideos.com, because those AI avatars are able to say things in a more succinct way. I think they're kind of ribbing me too. They're like, you take too long to say something, or you say it over and over again. Just get your avatar to say it. It's more compressed information. Yeah, I get it. I understand. But people love the AI avatars on brightvideos.com for that very reason, because it's just to the point, giving you the information that you need. It's a summary with some very good insight. Now, you may have also noticed that since I was able to start leveraging AI engines with my mission and with my, podcasts and concepts and so on, I've been able to publish more and more articles on naturalnews.com every day. Typically now I publish between 2 and 3 articles a day. And sometimes it's up to 5 a day, but usually it's 2 or 3. Now, do I type out every word of every article? Of course not. I give the AI engines my entire concept. Maybe it's a transcript. Maybe it's the result of research, along with a bunch of notes and directions. First, AI creates a draft. Then I go through and I take that draft and I flesh it out and I augment it. I can delete. I can correct things. I will change titles and subheads. I will add new explanations, etc. And I'll make sure that it's consistent with what I wanted to say on this topic. So, yes, I use AI to be more efficient at communicating through every different format, every media, whether it's article content or infographics or avatar videos or even podcasts. For example, how many times have I told you in the middle of a podcast that I'm going to have AI research agents, you know, check this out and find something? And they do. And then I cover that. And it makes you more effective. It makes you smarter. It makes you better at your job if you're still willing to engage your brain. And if you're doing something that you feel passionate about, AI can be a very powerful tool for you. That's the correct way to use AI. That's the way I use it, and that's the way I advocate using it. On the other hand, the lazy way to use AI that will rot your brain is to let the AI decide what your article should be about. Let AI write it and don't even look at it. Are you kidding me? It's just, that's the ChatGPT-ification of the human brain. It's ChatGPT brain rot is what that is. And that's what's happening in the universities. And I see that happening in the MBA schools. I've spoken about that. The MBA students are barely doing any of their own homework now. Everything's just ChatGPT. And I've seen it with programmers as well. Oh, I've seen a lot of it with programmers. They're just letting, you know, some coding agent write their code. I've actually come up with some pretty clever tests to give to potential coding people to force them to think through the problem. And then I know if they're actually thinking or just letting, you know, ChatGPT write the code. So AI can be one of the greatest tools for humanity. It can make you more effective at your mission, your job, whatever you're doing in your life, or it can cause brain rot. If you're lazy, if you just turn over everything to AI, like you figure it out, you do it, you make all the decisions, and I'm just going to go eat a hamburger or whatever. So you see, it's not the tool. It's the way people use the tool that matters. Like here's a similar example. How many of you have a parent or a grandparent that went to a nursing home or a retirement community of some kind? And when they went in, they could walk. And then in that retirement center, somebody gave them an electric scooter. And so they were able to sit and just scoot around all day on that scooter. And then how many of those people 6 months later could no longer walk? You've seen that, right? You've seen that. I've seen that. Most of us have probably seen that. What's going on? How is it that they could no longer walk? And why did their health go downhill so rapidly? Oh, well, because the convenience of the scooter made it so that a lot of them just said, well, I don't even need to walk anymore. I'm just going to sit on the scooter and let it drive me around everywhere. And then they stopped walking, and then they lost the ability to walk. Well, that's what happens with people's brains. If you just use AI to replace your brain, then you will stop thinking. And then you will have like a cognitive sedentary lifestyle, let's say. Brain rot. And yeah, you'll get dumbed down and stupid. And then you'll have to lean on AI for everything because you forgot how to think. But I mean, that's the trap, but that's not the correct way to use AI, obviously. The way to use AI is to augment your intelligence. And so swearing off all AI is not the answer. What we should be doing, in my opinion, is saying, yes, we're going to learn how to use these important revolutionary tools in a way that is consistent with mental fitness. We're going to make sure we still use our brains. We're going to make sure that the ideas come from us, that we are the innovators, the entrepreneurs, the thinkers. We use AI to serve us, not to enslave us. That's the difference. So I'm going to continue to use AI every day, and thank God, because as a result, I've been able to increase the content, do more research, produce more visual infographics that people are absolutely loving, that make instant sense to lots of people. I've been able to build these platforms like BrightLearn. I've been able to publish over 60,000 free books that people are enjoying every day all over the world in multiple languages now. And I'm very close to hitting 1,000 audiobooks being completed, to the point where you'll be able to listen to all the audiobooks anytime you want, completely free of charge, even without having to download them, although you always have that choice. None of this was possible without AI. So just think about what AI can enable when it's used for good and when it's used responsibly in the hands of someone who is an advocate of human cognitive health. Just like I'm an advocate of physical fitness and nutritional fitness, but also cognitive fitness. You have to use your brain every single day. That's why when I'm out jogging, what am I doing? I'm studying Chinese. I force myself to do it, even though, yeah, it's like, I'd rather not do Chinese lessons today. I'd rather just jog around and enjoy nature. But I force myself, because I have that discipline, to say, I need to exercise my brain. If I don't hear a little bit of Mandarin Chinese every day, then I'm going to lose it, you know? So I force myself to hear it every day. I'll go through language reviews and vocabulary reviews, and I'm speaking out loud, etc. And that's what we have to do with every area that we want to keep active, whether it's our math or our English. That's why I'm writing every day part of the articles, or I'm augmenting the articles, or I'm editing and fixing articles every day. Keep it alive. Keep your brain active and engaged in every one of these processes. Even in my lab, I'm troubleshooting problems at the lab, I'm solving problems there, or I'm interviewing people. And in interviewing them, we're doing a lot of research up front, and then we're putting together all kinds of questions and parsing that interview in real time in order to ask insightful questions. These are all brain exercises, and this is critical. These kinds of things. So whatever it is that you can do in your life, it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be even simple things, doing crossword puzzles. You don't have to be writing, Substack articles every day, although that's a great exercise too. You'd be building birdhouses, keep your hands busy, stay up to date on the skills. Like, I'm operating farm machinery on a regular basis. And by the way, right now I'm also setting up a solar system. And I had no idea how to set up a solar system. And so I'm having to learn it. This is actually, you're going to find this odd, but it's true. I decided I'm not hiring a solar installer. And you might think, well, that's crazy. You should hire a professional installer because it's dangerous. It's like, yeah, I've heard that before. I know enough about electricity to not do stupid things. And I bought insulated tools and I have insulated gloves, and I'm using AI to walk me through every step. Also, like, where do I install, the disconnects? Where do I install the fuses? What kinds of fuses? What are the ratings of the fuses, etc.? I am forcing myself to learn how to be a solar installer. Because, why? Not only is it brain exercise, but it's also because I got to rely on myself to fix the damn thing. If something goes wrong, I can't just call somebody all the time. Can you come fix my broken solar system? No. You got to be able to self-maintain. That's why I fix my tractor. That's why that's why I run my own data center, my own local AI hardware. I insisted that I run my own local AI hardware because I don't trust the cloud services. I don't trust big tech. I don't trust their pricing. I don't trust their privacy. Nothing. So I run as much as I can locally. Same thing with electricity. The reason I'm building a solar system myself is to become competent in knowing how to do it. End of story, right? That's critical. And in my opinion, we should all have basic skills in AI. You should have basic skills in, AR-15. You should know how to run a rifle, how to run a pistol. You should have basic skills how to change a tire. You should have basic skills in, all kinds of things, right? How to stop bleeding. There's a good one. How do we stop bleeding? Especially if someone's bleeding out. How do you stop their bleeding? That's a very important skill. I did a whole course on that. I think that course was called Stop the Bleeding. It was a combat course with live fire and blood stop, all kinds of, they had a freaking mannequin out there with holes in it. And we're like stuffing, cloth into the holes. I did that kind of stuff. Why? Because I need to know how to do it. I want to know how to do all these things. AI is not going to solve those kinds of problems, is it? We all need to be competent in all the skills of our modern society. AI is one of those skills, so don't reject it out of hand, or you'll be missing. You'll have a giant gap in your skill set. You already have all these other skills. You know how to grow food. You know how to preserve food. You know how to cook food. You know how to make some of your own medicine, whatever. You know how to do first aid. You know pet care. You know goat care. You know dog care. You should know AI, at least the basics, in order to be a well-rounded person in our modern society. At least that's my take on it. All right, so if you want to use my free AI tools, by the way, brightlearn.ai is the book publishing site, and you can generate your own books there for free. I had to add a little disclaimer on all the book pages now that says, the presence of this book does not imply endorsement by this platform, because some people were creating some pretty wild books. some books that, I don't know, they kind of bypassed somehow some of the guardrails, because we don't want the site to be used for any kind of, you know, malicious purpose. It's all about uplifting knowledge. That's the point of the site. So anyway, you can use it for free there, brightlearn.ai. You can also use our free AI research engine at brightanswers.ai or brightnews.ai, which tracks all the breaking news in real time. And then you can see my videos at brightvideos.com or read articles at naturalnews.com. And then finally, one more thing, you can follow me on Telegram at Real Health Ranger, or on X at Health Ranger, or on brightian.social at Health Ranger. So through all those means, you'll be able to track whatever I'm putting out there. And I do have some really fun stuff coming soon on the solar systems. And I'll just say this very last thing. If you want to see the preview of what we have coming, here it is. play.brightlearn.ai. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Enjoy. I'll talk to you later.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine. Highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.